You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Noach, Shnas Tuf Shin Pei Vov Abo Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael L'Toyva. The Parsha begins, Ela told us Noach, Noach Ish Tzadik, Kamam Hayo B'Deroysav. It mentions his children. And then the Pasuk says, V'tishoches Ha'oretz L'fnei Elokim. And the earth became corrupted before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'timolei Ha'oretz Chomos. And then the next pasuk says, "Vayomer Elokim leNoach Kates Kol Baso Bor Lefonai Kimol HaOretz Chomos Mipneihem VeHineni Mashchisim Es HaOretz." So there's something interesting going on over here because of the multiple applications of the words "V'tishoches," and the earth became corrupt. And what's also curious, if I may use that phrase, is that after it says V'tishoches ha'oretz lefnei Elokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu says Ketz kobasa bar lefanai, which seems to imply in the present the end of all life, of all flesh, has come before me. V'hineni mashchisim es ha'oretz, I'm about to destroy them from the earth. So Ketz kobasa sounds like they were already dead. The end of all basa has come before me. So let's look at the Panim Yafis here on this pasuk, as by manner of introduction, he connects these psukim to Parshas Bereishis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam Arishin and Chava, ki b'yom acholcho eso peres mois tomus, the peres of the Eitz Hadas, and the day that you will eat from it, you will die. Now, if we take it literally, then it's a question, because they did not die at the time when they ate the fruit. So the Panim Yafis says a very interesting thing over there in Parshas Bereishis. Ki amiso shenigzar al ha'odam arishin refu aloi min achet. That normally we might assume that the miso was an oinish, it's the punishment. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Zagita Tat in Himmel, when he gave the oinish of miso, that miso was a refuah to Odom Arishin. And he further develops this theme there, but here in Parshas Noach, after quoting this pasuk in Bereishis, he says, "Ikar hamisa v'hashchosa hi b'shas hachet kimoi sheherachnu sham." That the main misa actually happens at the time of the sin. Ulekach harishoyim b'chayeim nikroim mesim. That's why the shoyim are called dead people, because once they did their chet, and we're going to say and elaborate, it's not just any chet. These are chatoyim that the choyti umachti yes arabim, they stop other people from doing tshuva, but the rishoyim do their chatoim at the time when they do it, they are already dead. Ki kvar holach ikar achius mehem. Their life has been taken away from them. And he further says something surprising, the Panim Yafis, v'limole niten rishus la'ayin lirois. If a human being had open eyes and was given permission to see, that means, it seems, that there are tzaddikim who have open eyes, that can look at somebody and they can see that because of the averis that they did, they are in truth dead. Their life force has been taken away. They're just still walking around, but the gzera of Misa is upon them. And he brings down a pasuk in Hosea, the Panim Yafis, Elu ha'poishim she'enim chozrim b'seshuva. It seems that these people, these Rishoyim who did these sins, although their life force has in a fashion been taken away from them, but there's been a, so to speak, a stay of execution. They are still afforded an opportunity to do tshuva. But the Iker Chet is their Oynish. Their Oynish comes with the Chet. Their punishment comes with the Chet, but the Chet, when somebody does a Chet, Rachmana Litzlan, of such a strong magnitude, then the Oynish is really a refuah for them. But until they do tshuva, ha'ovo in adayin bekirbam. Although they're given a chance to do tshuva, but it's just a stay of execution. They really are, in a manner of speaking, dead. And this Panim Yafis goes into greater detail, but to further understand this inyan, I will refer to the Sefer Kav HaYashar. So dear friends, the Kav HaYashar in Perek Hay gives us an insight on how a neshama is affected by sin, and through this we can understand what the ultimate punishment, Rachman Islam, could be for someone who defiles his neshama in a profound way. And he tells a story from the Arizal, as is brought down from the Sefer Emek HaMelech, that the Arizal once said that the world is full of neshamas nidochim, neshamas which have been pushed away, which means that they can't even get into Gehenim. Many of us think that the worst punishment is going to Gehenna. But we're going to see from the words of the Arizal that that's not the ultimate punishment. The ultimate punishment is given to neshamas that are called neshamas nidachim. They can't get into Gehenna. And the Arizal told that he once went out on the field to learn Torah, and his eyes were open, and he saw that the sky and the trees and the leaves and the air were full of neshamas beyond counting, tens of thousands of neshamas. And the Arizal asked, Mativon Khan, what are these neshamas doing here? And he was answered from Shemayim that they were pushed away, the neshamas nidochim, because not only they did sins, Shalei osu tshuva al pishayim bo hiu moinin es chaverim melaso es tshuva. These were Rishayim who not only did sins, but they didn't even have a shred of remorse, it seems. And even more than that, they stopped other people from doing tshuva. Well, you know, the nod ba'oretz uba'avira derakia. And as it says in other places, these neshamas, it could be on this world for hundreds of years and not be able to get into Gehenna. Once they get into Gehenna, as we quoted from the Panim Yafis, Gehenim is a place where people with neshamas are cleansed. So it's a toiva for the neshama to get into Gehenim. But these neshamas, nidachim, are condemned until they can find a tzaddik that can give them a tikkun, that can speak on their behalf. They're locked into the situation where they can't get into Gehenim to do tshuva. And the Arizal says when he beheld this awesome vision of all these neshamas, he was told in Shemayim that there was a batz koil. Shemachiz b'chol olam, as it was heard through the entire universe, Shiyesh ish echot tzadik ba'oretz ha'arizal, that there is one tzadik, asher yesh koich b'yodeh l'sakin ha'shamas ha'nedoches. He was such a great tzadik that he could effect a kapora for these neshamas which were locked out of Gehenna. And that's what all of these neshamas are doing here in front of you. It was revealed to the Arizal. Levakish mimenu shirachim aleim l'sakin oisim, that he should work with them to try to get them into Gehenna. And through this, they will be able to have menucha. And will be relieved in a neshama from this unbelievable pain, the tzah, of not being able to get into Gehenna, which is worse than being in Gehenna. Because once you're in Gehenna, the clock is ticking for the amount of time that you have to do penance and be able to get out of Gehenna. And the Arizal promised that he will do for them whatever he could possibly do. And the Arizal kept his word, and the Talmidim said they saw the Arizal occasionally talking like to a non-existent entity. They understood from this introduction that he was doing what he had promised he would do, and he was talking to the neshamas and tried to give them tikkunim, even though his Talmidim couldn't see who he was talking to. But then he ends, Ve'ein tfilah yoseh choviv kamei. There's no greater pleasure which is given to the Rabbeinu Shlom than the prayer of a tzaddik that can relieve these neshamas hanedochim from their pain and help them get into Gehenna. These are the words of the Holy Kaviyosha. So now that we understand this inyan of the punishment for extreme sins for neshamas, let us go to the end of the Panim Yafis. V'zeo sha'amar kosov kan v'tishoche so'oretz lefnei alikim, kodim shebo poroni es dinam kvar hoise nishchosa b'shas achet. Kodesh Baruch Hu, whose name is mentioned, Elikim, which is Midas Adin, informed Noach that all of humanity, with the exception of Noach and his family, had sinned so profoundly that they were, in essence, walking dead people. Because the Gzar Din, they were so damaged their neshamas. Not only did they sin, but they didn't allow other people to do tshuva also. This is a further illustration of how terribly great sinners they were, that they even caused all of the animal world to become perverted. So everything needed to be destroyed. It was a cataclysm, the likes of which never happened in the history of world, and as we'll see at the end of this story, whatever will happen, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised
when they came out of the Teva that it won't. Shekvar b'chetom niskalkulu kol atzinoiris v'loi hoyo lohem takana.
This is what the Panami office says. So all of these discussions on phraseology in the Pasuk in Nishchasa, it seems to emphasize that they could not do tshuva and they were walking dead people. And the whole world became famushchis, perhaps we could say. And that's why they were given this terrible gzar din. So now that we have this information, as we've seen from the Kaveh Yashal, how there are certain tzaddikim who can fix it, and how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has incredible, in a manner of speaking, hanah from tzaddikim who affect these type of tikkunim through the world of Sipurei Tzaddikim. There are a number of stories which talk about tzaddikim trying to perform this act, this tikkun that we saw the Arizal did from the Kaveh Yashal, and I'd like to give a mightily condensed version of a story which I heard from my father, Zecharon Levracha, about the Holy Rizhino, how he affected such a tikkun. And once again, we're going to have to be very makatza. The Holy Rizhino, one of the most important times of the year was Hakafis, and the Olam knew that the tzaddik would lock himself into his room and prepare for the Hakafis in a very private way. But one year, he spent an inordinate amount of time preparing, and the chassidim were wondering what's taking so long, and he finally came out, and the minigin rishon that every one of the hakafas had a different nigin, and he totally deviated from his regular format. He started singing a nigin which not only was it not one of the regular nigunim, but nobody ever heard this nigin before. And not only did he sing it by one hakafa, but he sang it by the second, by the third, by the fourth, and he kept on repeating it over and over and over again. And the Olam was encouraged to get Leibedik, and there was an incredible hisaris, but everybody was wondering what's going on, what's the story with this niggin. And after going through all the hakafas with the same niggin, then there was the tish with the Rebbe, and again the Rebbe sang this niggin, and everybody was enjoying it, but they were puzzled. So finally the Rebbe said the following story, that a neshama came to him that needed a tikkun, and it was one of these neshamas nidachim. And the Rebbe was trying to find a schus for this neshama that he could build on. And the neshama told him, Rebbe, Shpur Stein Zichen, you're not going to find any schusim. I'm here for hundreds of years, there's no way out. But you got to save me. And the Rebbe was spending this all of this time trying to figure out an out for this neshama. Until finally the Rebbe said, I asked this neshama, what did you do for a living? So he said, I was a klezmer. I was a musician. So the Rebbe said, he asked the neshama, you got a good niggin that I can sing for our kofas? So the Rebbe said, he taught me a niggin. And through this niggin, I got the oilam to be besimcha with the Torah, and I had my other kavanis, and I was able to do a tikkun for this neshama, and the neshama was able to finally get into Gehenim and begin the purification process that Gehenna provides, which God should forfend us, we should never go, have to go there. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help a bol l'tahir misayin loy. No truer phrase could be said. When we come for tahara, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us tzaddikim that can fix us. We have to believe they're there, and we have to believe they have the power. And with that belief, Yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdei oz Yosher Moshe, we should be zoichet to see, sing the shira of the Geula Sida, which we were promised at Kriyas Yamsuf, we will sing. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help. This will be Yishnas Gula v'Yeshua for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.